Now, we often have an alarm at City of Derry Airport, and the latest one has been Fly BMI and the fact that they won't be flying. Urgent talks are to continue today to try and reopen a route between City of Derry Airport and London Stansted. Very annoying for people in the northwest. I want to speak to David Learmont, who's an aviation expert. He's a consulting editor at Flight Global. David, good morning.
Good morning.
David, City of Derry's not the biggest problem in the demise of Fly BMI, but for people in outlying areas who depend on, I suppose, a low-cost carrier that flies on the margins, it's a huge disappointment.
Well, Derry's losing a regular connection to Stansted, but it won't be losing it for very long because a replacement for Fly BMI has already been found, but it won't be able to start for a couple of weeks yet.
This courtesy of Loganair.
It is indeed, yes. So we've got a Scottish regional airline replacing an English regional airline to make that connection. It is actually a government supported route, i.e., it's reckoned to be economically important and important for the community of Derry. So there was always going to be somebody who'd come in and pick it up.
When you say there's always somebody, it's hardly the most lucrative of routes, the run down from Derry to London.
No, I agree with that, but the fact is it's supported by the government, so you're not actually going to make a loss on it. You're not going to get rich operating it, but the point is you're not going to make a loss. So, somebody will come and pick that up. If you remove the risk, or almost remove the risk of operating a route, somebody's going to come in, and sure enough, Logan had bid really quite rapidly, but they can't take it up straight away because they have to reorganise their resources to be able to do it.
Is there any possibility they could stretch themselves too far? They're not exactly Ryanair or EasyJet.
No, they aren't. But the thing is that they are a very, very well established, mainly Scottish in character. But it doesn't only, as we can see, it doesn't only operate in Scotland. It's extending. But it's a very well founded airline that's been around for a very long time, and I suspect it's better grounded. It knows what it's good at, and that is serving medium-sized and small communities let's say it like it is, sparsely populated areas like Scotland. Glasgow is its main base, that's Loganair's main base, but that's not sparsely populated in the immediate locality. But, Loganair connects the islands of Scotland, etc. So it's a very well-established carrier for, which is very good at doing what it does.
How much of a disadvantage is it to the aviation industry, the price of fuel and the looming Brexit? Are those the two main reasons that one on the margins fell off the edge with the demise of Fly BMI?
Well, even Fly BMI itself didn't say Brexit was the problem which pushed it over the edge, but it did say it was one of them. And I think that is a fair assessment, because the airline, it took up its name, Fly BMI, from its one of the, it was the British Midland, it was a regional carrier, British Midland. It took up that name in 2012. But since that time, it's made occasionally small profits before tax and all that, but it hasn't made any net profits. It's made losses. However, there have been investors who were prepared to put money into it. So although I can't say that somebody like me, industry watchers like me, were amazed that it collapsed, but we didn't expect it just then, because some investment has gone in the last few years. But the thing about Brexit, which is your main part of the question, Fly BMI does all sorts of business, including charters. And a lot of its charter business came from mainland Europe. What's happening now is that people who have chartered it in the past and might have chartered it in the future are saying, we're not going to charter you now until we know what your status is going to be, and nobody knows what that will be. Although there's a lot of talk been going on between Britain and Europe about continued flying, we don't really know until the time that an agreement is either struck or there is a total failure to reach an agreement, exactly how it's going to play out. And it's fine for Ryanair, because Ryanair is an Irish registered airline, so it's an EU carrier. But it's had to make special arrangements, that is, Ryanair has had to, at its biggest base, the biggest base it's got anywhere, much bigger than Dublin, which is London Stansted. So although it's an Irish registered airline, its main base is, or its biggest single base is Stansted, and it's had to try to prepare for the unknown quantities the other side of Brexit, like everybody else has.
So with FlyBMI, it's not a failing company that has thrown Brexit in as part of the excuse. The Brexit element is relevant, in your opinion?
Oh, the Brexit element is definitely relevant. You see, if you take an airline like EasyJet, it is a British registered carrier, but it has not surprising. It's got lots, like Ryanair, it's got lots of bases all over Europe. And one of the things that it has done is it has set up Europe-based subsidiaries, and it may, depending on exactly how Brexit plays out, and of course, okay, we've got a whole month to go, but we still don't know what exactly how things are going to be. It is EasyJet is preparing to transfer its registration abroad. It's not just, but there has to be more to it than that. The way the rules are for the EU, there has to be, there are rules about the percentage of ownership there has to be in the country of registration or the centre of registration. And if that's the EU, ownership regulations have to be met, and also main place of business. The headquarters of EasyJet at the moment is at London Luton. So, you know, there's a lot of arrangements to be made for the future of our aviation services.
David, thank you very much indeed. David Learmont is an aviation expert. He's a consulting editor at Flight Global, and he's looking at the picture generally of FlyBMI basically not being able to provide the service that a lot of people had booked them to provide, including people flying from City of Derry Airport, one of their the representatives of the council, which of course is very much involved with City of Derry Airport, is Sinn Féin's Sandra Duffy. Sandra Duffy, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
It's not too hard to find people who are putting the Brexit boot in here this morning. It's not even the main reason why FlyBMI have had difficulty, but I think most experts accept that it's one of the reasons. But it is a chance for people like you to have a go at those who are calling for Brexit.
I don't think that we would be opportunistic enough to do that, Frank. But it is one of the reasons that FlyBMI have stated. Is part of the reason why they have gone out of business. And it is, in our opinion, it demonstrates the outworkings of the disastrous Brexit at all costs agenda of the DUP and the Tories. We have been saying for a very, very long time that no Brexit is good for us here. And this demonstrates it again. Derry City Airport is a vital piece of infrastructure here. And that London flight is absolutely vital to the sustainability of it. And we're seeing now the Brexit is being quoted as one of the reasons why that flight is no longer going to be operating from the airport, from FlyBMI.
You're going to have the service running in a couple of weeks' time with Loganair. Are you happy with that?
Well, has that been announced? Because at this stage we are in talks there is a process and there is a procurement exercise that needs to take place. And we're hopeful that we will have a carrier within the next few weeks, yes.
Well, I certainly put the question to David Learmont, who's the consulting editor at Flight Global, and he firmly believes that it will come to pass with the rundown to London being provided by Loganair. What about across to Manchester? Were BMI doing that?
BMI, that was part of our flight development plan, the Fly BMI. As part of the PSO, we're going to develop a flight to Manchester. So we're hopeful that with the new procurement that we have put out, that that will be part of the overall plan, and we can see the flight extension to Manchester as well. We see the flight to London as a key enabler for other developments at the airport.
Now, people in the Northwest, how demanding are they of this particular service, or how important is the service to the people up there?
Well, I tell you what, Frank, the flight to London is very important to our business community. I was actually talking to a businessman this morning whose company would regularly use the London flight. The flight has been timed so that people can get to London first thing in the morning, and they can do a full day's business in London and then return to Derry in the evening, or vice versa for people coming here to do business. So in terms of our business community, it is an absolutely vital piece of the cog that we need to ensure the connectivity of the North West region.
Okay, Sandra Duffy, thank you very much. Sandra Duffy from Sinn Féin, talking about the London Derry flight and the Derry London flight. Clive Coleman is the man with his eye very much on this, because he is indeed the contracts director at City of Derry Airport. Clive, good morning.
Morning to you.
Clive, have you managed to get Loganair to sign on the dotted line?
No, not yet. What we're doing is work very hard since BMI announced their going into administration late on Friday afternoon. The council, ourselves, for transport in the UK have been working very, very hard to identify other carriers. We've been approached by a number of carriers, and we're just going through a process at the moment to evaluate the interest that we got from carriers. Look, listen, it's obviously really essential that we get this route up and running again as quickly as possible, because I think, as your speakers have said, and I just heard your last speaker, this is an absolutely essential route for the whole of the Northwest with the connections to London. So I've been heartened that we've had approaches from a number of airlines. Obviously, it's in everybody's interest to get the right airline. We get the right airline from a service point of view, a sustainability point of view, and somebody that can get in to operate the route as quickly as possible. So we're just doing that carefully. That's going to take a couple of days or so, and we're hoping to make an announcement later this week about a replacement carrier on the route.
Is that really the way it is? You're beating back people who are asking you, can we have it? Can we have it? As opposed to the image we have of almost City of Derry being on bended knee to Loganair saying, please do this for us.
I wouldn't say we're being beating back, but there are a number of airlines that have expressed interest. You know, we were having responses through Saturday night and Sunday from a number of airlines. So we're obviously just making sure that some of them are credible, and they've got credible offers. So the key for us, and the key for the council, and the key for the Department of Transport is to have this route up and running as quickly as possible. So that's our top priority at the moment.
Do you understand Fly BMI having the difficulties? Do you buy the Brexit part of their argument?
I think I do, because it's obviously a shock to us that they went under, but a lot of their routes were international routes. They flew a few routes within the United Kingdom, but most of their routes were the United Kingdom to European destinations, or indeed they had a reasonably large intra-European network, you know, particularly from Munich and Frankfurt. They flew a number of routes within Europe, and I believe that was, and some of those were contract routes. And I think the complete uncertainty over Brexit and who could fly where and what, and without any transitional agreement or Brexit agreement, really impacted on their business model. So I think that is a large part of it, because, as I said, they had two sides to their business, flying passengers and the charter business. And I think the charter business was suffering because they couldn't commit to fly some of these charter routes after the 29th of March.
Okay, Clive, thank you very much for your time, and good luck with securing the new service provider. The people in the Northwest will without doubt be hoping that that finally is officially announced very soon. Consulting editor of Flight Global, David Learmont, suggesting that it will be Loganair. Right, 22 minutes past nine. Good morning. Just a couple of the texts. Flybe, the actual provider, over the last 50,000 flights, they had an average of 18 passengers per flight. That's the reason. Nothing to do with Brexit, says this texter. Sinn Féin crying that Derry has lost its flight option to London. You couldn't make it up, says the texter. And Frank, isn't it ironic that you can get a flight, you can't get a flight from London to Derry? Well, I don't see the irony in it, to be honest. I know there are people who are working their backsides off in all the towns and cities around that particular area who have to do business in London, and they had a service and now they don't have it, and they're hoping that they're going to get it back. 0289033105 0776 105 105. It's a serious issue, but some of you do feel that the boot has been put into Brexit unnecessarily. Remember we mentioned Larry White, who sent us the list. You can add to it if you like. Do you feel that Brexit gets a hard deal, that it's always used, there's always something linked to Brexit whenever there's a problem? Larry sent us a long list. I read some of them earlier on. He says the fact Glentoran aren't playing as well as they used to, that's because of Brexit. The amount of mud on car number plates, Frank, have you noticed that? That's Brexit orientated. There's a shortage of flies. I totally blame Brexit, says Larry. And have you been talking to the bouncers outside Belfast clubs? I heard you discuss it on the programme last week. You didn't say that Brexit's to blame for that, but I know it is, says Larry, and my list goes on and on. It does. If you like to add to Larry's list, feel free.